We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you as always. And guys, it is my mock draft 4.0. This is right after Cody's, so make sure to check that one out. But before we get into this, just want to say that today's episode is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com or use the mobile app today. And be sure to use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. But guys, yeah, this is the last mock draft as we enter into draft week. And my first pick here with the Indianapolis Colts, first pick at 15, I have us selecting Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. I will never hop off the Brock Bowers hype train. If the Indianapolis Colts stay at 15, that is probably one of the three guys that I anticipate could potentially be there that I would stay at 15-4. And Brock Bowers, I just feel like if you brought him in to this offensive system with the way Shane Steichen likes to run it, I think that it would end up being a fantastic move by the Indianapolis Colts. What do you think there, Cody? Brock Bowers at 15.
I'm shocked, Derek. You took Brock Bowers. I mean, holy cow! You've never talked about Brock Bowers before.
No, realistically, Brock Bowers.
Not shocked at all that you took Brock Bowers here, especially if he is available, which that is a big if, right? We don't know if he's going to become available, but if he is, like in the scenario that you were in, I mean, absolutely, you'd love to add him to this room. I mean, yeah, realistically, like we like this tight end room, but Brock Bowers is just a different type of player that the Colts honestly haven't invested in. In this type of way, you know, Jelani Woods is the only guy they've invested anywhere near this. And that was in round number three. So definitely love Brock Bowers here. If he is available for Indianapolis, you know, not necessarily the biggest tight end, but he is literally, Derek, for me, less about what position he plays and more about the type of player that he is, right? It's like tight end might not necessarily be like in your top five needs or probably top five, but maybe not your top three needs. But when you look at the need for the Indianapolis Colts and just what Brock Bowers could be as a player and will be as a player, I mean, you pair him with Jelani Woods if he is fully healthy, which seems like he is. I mean, that is a mismatch nightmare. I mean, bro, you can do so many things with those packages with Brock Bowers, and he can do a little bit of everything. So I am totally on board. And we see, Derek, a lot of people maybe undervalue tight end, and I think tight end is the position you just can't afford to do that in. And we see some of the best teams in the NFL. What's one of those trends? It, you know, while you do maybe have a good offensive line or defensive line, one of those things that we don't talk about is a lot of these teams have really good tight ends that they can throw the ball to and consistently get open. And so Brock Bowers is one of those guys that I think has the opportunity to do that. I mean, we saw what he did at Georgia. I mean, this dude is just on another level when it comes to tight end. And especially because this tight end class outside of Brock Bowers really isn't that great. It's really not. I think it's Brock Bowers and then day two, day three, maybe. Like, so Brock Bowers is far and away the best tight end prospect in this class. But even so, he's one of the best players in this class. So if he does fall to 15 somehow, I think that certainly would be a massive win for Indianapolis. just to get a guy like Brock Bowers that would immediately come in and have an impact on the offense.
Yep. And again, people look way too much into the position rather than the fact that the Colts just need weapons. And Brock Bowers 100% can be a weapon in this system if used properly, just like anyone else. So there's that. And I actually have the Colts doubling down on offensive weapons. I think I have taken this guy in, I think, at least the two of the other three mock drafts that I've had. But I refuse to go off of this guy if he's there at 46. And I'm going to go with Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina. I just can't go away from him, Cody. He's just the prototypical, exactly what Chris Ballard likes in a wide receiver. The big, strong, athletic wide receivers that can do a little bit of everything. He's got a better route tree than Alec Pierce did coming out of college. And I just look at it and say, this is a guy that fits the bill of what Chris Ballard's looking for. You already have your slot guy in Josh Downs. Xavier Leggett can legitimately go out there and compete for that number two wide receiver position right away. That's how good he can actually be. So I have Xavier here at 46. I mean, I know we've talked about him so many times already through these mock drafts, but what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, the explosion is off the charts. There's no question about it. I mean, this dude is probably about as athletic as they come when it comes to wide receiver. He's got the size. He's got such a wide catch radius as well. I mean, this is just like one of those guys that you're like, is this guy built in a lab? Like, it seems like he's that type of guy that just has so many things as a wide receiver physically that you really, really like. Now, there is a reason why he did fall all the way, you know, to round number two. You know, some of those things that he just needs to work on, you know, he just needs to work on his craft a little bit more as a wide receiver. He still is raw in certain areas, but I mean, there's no denying that Xavier Leggett is a legitimate stud when it comes to the physical traits. So absolutely, we know how much Chris Ballard likes to go after some of these guys. And, you know, he is kind of that, rack guy. You know, he's that guy that will make yards after the catch. And that's exactly what the Indianapolis Colts lack currently at their wide receiver. So, I mean, I think just from that standpoint, that fits the bill for what Shane Steichen and the Indianapolis Colts would want in a wide receiver.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yep, and I think another reason why he went down so far in the second round was also because of the knee injury he was just coming back from. But we've seen some workout videos. He looks just fine right now, so doesn't seem to be too bad in that regard. But let's go ahead and move on to round number three here. I have the Colts finally dipping into the defensive side here. A safety as well, Cody. So matching you here with the safety market in the third round. But it's not Cole Bishop. It's actually going to be Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State. Now, for some people, that might potentially be a little bit early, but he is 6'1", 210 pounds, and has an RAS score of an 8.97. So, again, a very athletic, big-size safety. Had a very productive last couple seasons. Just a really big guy, but he's also really good at marching down the field and actually coming downfield and making tackles. That's where he makes his bread and butter, is being in that sort of aspect. So, you know, maybe the Colts decide to move Julian Blackman back to free safety and make this guy the strong safety in that role, or they can use him as a third safety in certain packages, and he can become more of a blitzer. I think that that's just one of those things where, you know, kind of exactly what we thought Nick Cross eventually could become for, like, coverage wise. I think Jaden Hicks has a lot more of that in him when regarding to making tackles downfield. So I think that Jaden Hicks could be a really interesting prospect here at 82. What do you think?
I think it's a little high for me, to be honest with you. I understand the physical traits, but I don't know. I have to wonder if there's a better use here in round three than going to safety, especially one that's not really free safety. I know I took Jaden Hicks in my previous mock draft. I think I took him, I don't know if I took him round three or round four, but as I've thought about it a little bit more, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I want a guy that's going to play free safety, I guess, and know that he's going to compete in there for free safety, which is why I kind of went back to a guy like Cole Bishop, who I believe has a little bit more of those abilities, you know, overall. But, you know, no doubt. I mean, he is like a linebacker in a safety's body. I mean, he really does. He has a lot of those physical tools, while maybe not super, super athletic compared to some other safeties here in this class. He still does have a lot of those physical traits. I mean, he's just a big player in general. So, I mean, just adding to your safety room, I wouldn't be upset at it. I just don't know. Was there another position here, maybe at DB, another corner that you might want to go there? So that's kind of where I stand on it. But again, I don't argue that Jaden Hicks has a potential to be a good player. I just don't know if it's necessarily a need. I'm not really a huge fan of moving Blackman back to free safety again. And I'd rather just keep him at that position where he had a career year, you know? So that's kind of where I am. But certainly safety is a position of need. So if he can play some free safety, I'd be all right with it.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned cornerback, because the next pick that I had for Indianapolis is actually going to be a cornerback. And I am, again, choosing Jerrion Jones, the cornerback out of Florida State. And sticking with the theme here of the athletic guys, 5'11", 190. I was looking between him and a few other corners that were available here at this spot around 117. But I went with Jerrion Jones mainly because he's a little bit more of an aggressive player. And also, as I mentioned before, the RAS score sitting at a 9.61. You know, Chris Ballard and the Colts are looking at that and saying that that is, again, another athlete out there that they can utilize. He is 5'11", 190. So, you know, about your average corner height right there and size. So, you know, nothing spectacular in regards to speed and weight and whatnot and height, but as far as an athlete's wise goes, definitely has it and will 100% be someone that can run out there and compete for depth in that role. So what do you think of Jerrion Jones?
Yeah, I think we've talked about him before, but yeah, definitely got the skills you're looking for, the size, the athleticism, the competitiveness. So yeah, I mean, just adding it. I personally probably would have added a corner a little bit earlier, but I totally understand your rationale there of going a couple different positions, going more offense in the first couple rounds, and then going defense in back-to-back rounds. And so I won't be upset about, you know, addressing the secondary, especially with back-to-back picks, that's for sure. And I think Jones has the potential to come in and compete right away for that number two outside corner. Because he, you know, just is that type of player that I think can compete and seriously challenge some of these other young corners the Colts have. So not upset about that at all. The fact that you added a corner here probably would have gone a hair earlier if I were you. But you know what? Like Jerrion Jones in his own right, he's got a lot of things that you like. So I'm good with that pick.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right. And then the Indianapolis Colts will go into the offense again. And this is a guy that I think you and I have both had on our mock drafts at least once or twice so far throughout this. And it's another player that I just can't like see myself going away from if he was here in the 5th round. And that is Isaac Garendo, the running back out of Louisville. Again, what is there not to like about Isaac with, you know, being the size and the athlete that he is? 6 foot, 220 pounds, but an RAS score of a 9.9. I mean, goodness gracious, what more could you possibly want? And even in production wise, what I think in total, he had 13 or 14 touchdowns last year as both a runner and a receiver. So this is a guy that not only has the athletic traits and the size to go with it, he has the production. He's shown you that he can be productive in any role you need him to be. So I'll take that in the 5th round to try and compete for that second running back spot. What do you think here, Cody?
Former Indiana guy, right? He's born in Indiana, some connections, some ties to Indiana. So it would definitely be great to have him back in Indy. I don't know, because of that production, you know, I'm glad that he was available here, but realistically, I don't know, Derek, if he's going to be available in round number 5. Because I think he's got that production and some team's going to fall in love with him like we are. And they're going to say, I think he might go 4th round. He might actually do that. So, but the fact that he's sitting here, no brainer. You take him. I mean, that immediately, you have another guy in that backfield that you know has all the ability in the world, and you just continue to kind of figure out that backup running back position. You let him compete with a guy like Trey Sermon. I am totally good with the Indianapolis Colts taking a running back here, and especially Garundo, like you said. I mean, with how athletic and how productive he was in college at Louisville, absolutely. I am totally good. He's one of my draft crushes. So please, by all means, take him in this spot if he is available. So absolutely a great fit here.
All right. Well, these last two picks little bit interesting ones here, Cody, because this one is at a position that I think outside of maybe our first mock draft, I don't think we've actually like hit on much recently, but it's going to be a defensive tackle this time around. Okay. So I have Gabe Hall, defensive tackle out of Baylor, going to be going here at the sixth round. 6 foot six, 291 pounds, with an RAS score of a 9.25. Just some updates on him. He was more of a 3-4 system guy at Baylor. So he was that guy in the middle that was mainly eating up double teams and eating up other blocks to try to free up other guys in the defense to figure things out. So, you know, he ultimately didn't quite get the production in college that you would have liked out of him. But they did say he was a lot more impactful when they were playing in a 4-3 scheme at times, and he moved over to that 3-tech to go up more against guards rather than trying to eat up blocks in the A-gap. So that was much of a difference there. And they said he doesn't have insane speed and flexibility to be a great pass rusher, but he has a ton of energy, and he's got a tremendous hustle. So they look at him as a very great run defender for a day three guy. What do you think here of Gabe Hall in the sixth round?
Definitely could be a guy that could compete and potentially kick off a guy like Taven Bryan from the roster, kind of as that backup 3-tech, right? That's kind of what my mindset went to immediately. It's like, yeah, he could be a guy that I think, you know, while he's got some good size for a 3-tech, I mean, I think he's pretty close in size to DeForest Buckner just from his, you know, height and weight. So I think he's a guy that definitely could benefit from just being, like you said, in that 4-3 system, because like some of his skill sets were kind of, I don't want to say, they were overshadowed by the scheme. Like sometimes you didn't see them fully on display until they played some 4-3. And then you're like, oh, wow, this guy's got more than we think. And so, yeah, just a rotational guy at, you know, the defensive tackle. You know, don't love Taven Bryan as a second option at 3-tech right now. So I would be totally on board for the Indianapolis Colts. They already got their backup nose tackle. So I'd be totally on board with the Indianapolis Colts saying, hey, we're going to get a guy that's going to compete with Taven Bryan, because let's be honest, Taven Bryan was not great last year for the Colts in relief. So, I mean, I just feel like you need to add some competition there. And Gabe Hall certainly got everything you're looking for in terms of kind of that rotational guy that can play a little bit in the middle. And Derek, I think you just always need to have some depth there, because we saw how critical it was when Grover missed some time. And so just having another guy that can play some quality rundowns, I think, is definitely important.
Absolutely. And final pick here at 234 in the seventh, have the Colts taking a center as well. That's going to be Nick. I'm going to butcher this last name, I'm sure of it. Gargiulo, a center out of South Carolina. 6'5", 318 pounds, some solid size, could bulk up just a tiny bit more if need be, but good size on him and has a 9.47 RAS score, so definitely still an athlete at that spot. But again, just trying to add that offensive line depth. I would have liked to have done it a little bit earlier, but I felt with the Colts having gone offensive heavy early in the draft, felt like they needed to go a little bit more defensive earlier. And by the time I got to round five, didn't really like a ton of what I was seeing on the draft board right at that time. So finally go with some offensive interior help here in the seventh round.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, I definitely think at some point the Colts will add. We'll see if it's round four, round five, round six, or round seven. Like, we'll see what they do there. I think anywhere from that range makes sense for the Indianapolis Colts to go because, I mean, none of these guys, that are going to be drafted by the Colts will necessarily, hopefully, see any playing time in 2024. So definitely all right with the Colts going to an athletic center, kind of similar to what I did a little bit earlier than you. But still getting an athletic center here, I definitely think it makes a lot of sense and just continue to add more pieces to this offensive line and give Tony Sperano Jr. as much talent as you possibly can, especially with those late guys. I mean, it really is a traits thing, Derek, later on in the draft. And so I mean, getting a guy like him, you talked about, got a good frame, got good athleticism. Now can you just put some stuff together, learn behind some of these guys, and who knows from there? I mean, we saw them take a guy in Will Fries a couple of years ago, and now he's your starting right guard. So you never know with these late round picks what they can develop. I mean, really, you never know. So overall, man, I like it. It's just different. And again, the draft board can fall so many ways. And so like I like kind of shaking it up a little bit from what we traditionally do when it comes to positions at certain times and stuff. So, yeah, I like the shakeup here.
There we go. All right, well, that's going to do it for my final mock draft 2.0 or 4.0. I'll restate it again. Brock Bowers at 15, Xavier Legette at 46, Jaden Hicks at 82, Jerrion Jones at 117, Isaac Garendo at 151, Gabe Hall at 191, and Nick Dardullo at 234. Let me know your guys' thoughts on these mock drafts. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts. Yeah.